Okay, so get ready for a real doozy today.
Oh boy.
We're going to be diving deep into love and commitment, all that good stuff, but also some ethical quandaries that'll really make you think. We're looking at a blog post from The Mindful Modern Mistress.
Okay.
Catchy name, right?
Yeah, definitely eye-catching. What's this blogger all about?
So she doles out advice, helps people navigate the whole modern love landscape.
Okay, interesting.
And she's tackling a story, a real doozy, let me tell you. It's about a husband, right? Thinks he's got a clear-cut case of, am I the asshole?
Oh, those are always messy. What happened?
So he suspects his wife might be pregnant
Okay.
and not by him.
Oh, wow.
Or at the very least, she's getting a little too cozy with a coworker, emotionally speaking.
So classic infidelity territory then.
On the surface, yeah, totally. But hold on.
Okay.
Because our blogger friend, she digs a little deeper. Turns out this husband, he travels a ton for work. Like, we're talking almost 80% of the year.
80%. Wow, that's more than half the time. That's going to be tough on a relationship.
Right. Makes you wonder about the am I the asshole thing all over again, you
Yeah,
know?
for sure. Like, is he really in a place to judge?
And that's exactly what our blogger is getting at. She argues that love, it's not just some feeling you have.
Right.
It's active. It's about showing up, being present for your partner, not just like assuming they'll be there waiting when you decide to show up.
I like that. It's about intention, right? You have to actively nurture the relationship.
Totally. You can't just like leave a relationship on autopilot and expect it to thrive, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It needs tending to. And in this case, it seems like the husband's absence, even if it's for work, it's created a void.
Yeah, I see that. So the blogger's suggesting that maybe, just maybe, the wife seeking connection elsewhere, it's a direct result of like her needs not being met within the marriage.
That's exactly it. It's so easy to jump to conclusions, oh, she's cheating, she's in the wrong.
Right.
But when you pause
Yeah.
and you think about her side of the story, it gets complicated. What's it like to be in her shoes? To feel potentially neglected or like you're starved for connection?
Yeah, that really makes you think about all sides of the story, right?
Totally. And that's what makes this duck dive so interesting.
Yeah, for
You're
sure.
getting into the nitty-gritty of it all.
Love it.
It makes you think, like, at what point do those unmet needs, become so huge that it's almost like, is it okay to look elsewhere? Ethically, I mean, it's messy,
It's
right?
super messy, and that's what makes the blogger's take so refreshing. She's like, yeah, infidelity, it's usually a no-go, BET.
Right. There's a but in there.
Big time. She really pushes back against that black and white thinking, like there's a cheater and a victim, end of story. Life's just not like that.
Never that simple.
Exactly. And she brings up this John Mayer song.
Oh, yeah.
Love is a verb, it's called.
Yeah.
Really makes you think about how you actually show love, not just talk about it.
Catchy song. So, practically speaking, what does that even look like to verb your love?
Right. Well, she kind of gets into the whole love languages thing,
Yeah.
like figuring out what actually makes your partner feel loved.
Because it's different for everyone, right? Some people, it's gifts, others, it's quality time.
Exactly. Like some people go crazy for words of affirmation.
Oh, tell me about it.
Right. But for someone else, that might not do a thing for them. It's about knowing your audience, your partner, what they respond to. And that takes communication.
Which ironically seems to be like the opposite of what's happening with this couple in the blog post. I mean, they've only had like two arguments in 12 years. That's kind of sus, right?
Yeah, it almost seems too good to be true, doesn't it? And the blogger picks up on that too. She's like, hey, no conflict. That's not always a good sign.
It's like, are they actually communicating or just avoiding the tough stuff?
Right, exactly. Could be years of unaddressed issues, And this whole like potential infidelity thing is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Wow. Deep, man. So we're talking about like societal pressures too then.
Yeah.
Because isn't there this whole expectation of like happy wife, happy life, present a perfect picture?
Oh, totally. And the blogger hints at that, how we're constantly bombarded with these images of perfect relationships.
Social media is the worst for
It
it.
absolute worst.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we buy into this fairy tale, but real relationships, man, they're messy. You're going to have disagreements.
For sure.
It's how you handle them,
And being able to like truly hear each other out, even when it's hard, that's got to be huge.
Huge, yeah. It's not just about talking, it's about listening, really trying to understand where your partner's coming from.
Yeah.
Even when you don't get it.
Especially when you don't get it.
Exactly. Because if you don't feel heard, you're going to shut down.
And this husband, in the post, like, I'm not saying what the wife did was right or wrong.
Right.
But he does seem kind of quick to judge, right, without really trying to see things from her side. That's got to sting.
Yeah, for sure. It's like he's missing that empathy piece.
Yeah.
You know, and that's crucial. Without empathy, you can't truly connect. And the blogger makes this point about the wife's work, too, that it might be a factor.
Right, because she's in this, like, super masculine work environment, right?
Exactly. And she's saying maybe that environment isn't giving the wife that emotional outlet that she needs.
So then she's coming home, and it sounds like maybe her husband's not giving her that either.
Right. It's like, boom, unmet needs on top of unmet needs.
No bueno. Talk about a recipe for disaster. And to top it off, the husband's trying to control who she's friends with, which, red flag alert, right?
Huge red flag.
Yeah.
Like, having your own friends, that's healthy. Trying to isolate your partner, that's trouble.
So big picture, it's like both people kind of messed up here.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about pointing fingers and saying you're the bad guy. The husband's lack of presence, that's on him. But if she did step out, that's breaking a vow. But like the blogger said, it's not black and white. It's about looking at the whole picture.
And the bigger picture seems to be that they kind of forgot how to, like, be in a relationship.
Right, exactly. They let the communication slide, the little things, you know, showing affection, making an effort. It's about consistently putting in the work. It all goes back to that love is a verb idea.
It's like you can't just, like, decide you're in love and then coast on that forever. You got to put in the work.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continuous effort, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like relationships, they're more like gardening than, I don't know, buying a bouquet at the store.
Mm.
You can't just admire it for a bit and call it a day, you know?
Right. It needs constant tending. So, okay, big question time. How do we actually apply this whole love as a verb thing in our own lives? Because, like, not all of us are dealing with, like, infidelity and stuff.
Right, right. Well, for starters, I think this whole conversation is a good reminder to, you know, actually prioritize those relationships.
Mm.
Be present with your people. Show them you love them. And not just in, like, a generic way. Show them in a way they'll actually get.
So we're back to love languages again.
Exactly. Figure out if your partner's all about those quality time vibes or acts of service. Maybe they need to hear it.
Some people are all about those words of affirmation.
Right. But the thing is, it can change. People change, but they need changes. So, like, don't just assume you've got it all figured out.
Communication is key.
Always. Always. Ask your partner.
Mm.
Straight up. Hey, what can I do today to make you feel loved? You never know what they'll say.
That's so good. It shows you're paying attention, that you care.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be some grand gesture all the time either. Sometimes it's the little things, you know, like a genuine compliment, just listening after a tough day, doing the dishes when they're swamped.
It's about making them feel seen, you know,
100%.
Yeah.
And being willing to have those hard conversations. Don't just let things build up until you explode.
Because let's be real, avoiding conflict never really works. Like,
yeah,
it's going to come out eventually, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's better to address it head on.
Mm-hmm.
With empathy, of course.
So it all comes back to communication, huh? Being open, honest, understanding each other, and really making that choice to show up with love every single day.
Well said. It's not always a walk in the park, but having that loving, supportive relationship, totally worth it.
Couldn't agree more. This has been quite the deep dive. We've covered a lot today. Sneaky ethical dilemmas, love triangles, and most importantly, how to keep that love alive and well in our own relationships.
Hear, hear.
So as we sign off here, I want you to think about what really resonated with you today. How can you verb your love, not just today, but tomorrow and the next day and the next? That's something to ponder. Until next time, happy diving, everyone.